In this episode, we delve into the evolving landscape of remote monitoring technologies in clinical trials. As decentralized and hybrid trials become the norm, effectively capturing reliable data remotely is no longer a luxury, but a necessity.
Absolutely, Sophia. We're in a time where trial delays cost millions and difficulties in accessing participants erode public trust. So the effective implementation of remote monitoring technologies has become absolutely critical to the success of clinical trials.
Precisely. While wearables, sensors, and digital health tools have proliferated, many sponsors still face challenges in selecting and implementing technologies that deliver reliable data while maintaining participant engagement.
It's a complex issue. There's a noticeable gap between the theoretical potential of these technologies and their practical application. Many organizations experience higher than expected missing data rates, compliance challenges, and integration difficulties.
Indeed. The ability to effectively deploy remote monitoring technologies is emerging as a key differentiator, impacting data quality, participant retention, and ultimately the success of the study itself.
The way stakeholders view remote monitoring is undergoing a fundamental shift. Sponsors who once prioritized novelty or technical specifications are now focusing on implementation feasibility, participant experience, and validated accuracy in real-world conditions.
They're realizing that the most advanced sensor is useless if participants find it difficult to use or uncomfortable. Investigators, too, are demanding evidence that remote technologies reduce rather than increase their workload, with seamless integration into existing workflows and clear escalation protocols for technical issues.
And let's not forget the participants themselves. They're evaluating their research experience based on the technologies they're asked to use. Clunky interfaces or frequent malfunctions are often cited as primary reasons for dropping out of a study.
This convergence of perspectives has transformed remote monitoring selection from a purely technological decision into a strategic imperative, directly impacting trial success. So how are organizations addressing these challenges? At Theranovex, they've developed a remote monitoring optimization framework.
Their approach begins with a technology assessment that evaluates potential solutions against three critical dimensions: clinical validity, participant experience, and operational feasibility. This ensures the selected technologies measure the right parameters in a sustainable way for participants throughout the study.
What sets their approach apart is the emphasis on real-world implementation. Their participant usability testing service engages representative users from target patient populations to evaluate technologies before deployment. This helps identify potential barriers that might be missed by technical experts or healthy volunteers.
This sounds crucial. Imagine spending a fortune on a cutting-edge sensor, only to find out your target population can't figure out how to charge it. That's a real-world problem this testing can prevent.
Exactly. Their technology integration service then addresses the challenge of incorporating remote data into the broader study ecosystem, creating unified data flows that combine site-based and remote information into coherent participant profiles. This also extends to alert management.
And recognizing that technology alone isn't enough, their participant support framework provides comprehensive training and ongoing assistance for these technologies, ensuring participants understand not only how to use devices, but why their consistent use matters to the study.
The human element can be just as important as the technology itself. A participant who understands the why is much more likely to adhere to the protocol.
Absolutely. So what kind of real-world impact are we talking about here?
In a phase 3 cardiovascular study using continuous heart rhythm monitoring, initial technology selection focused on a device with impressive specifications but a complex setup. Participant usability testing revealed that 38% of representative patients struggled with the initial configuration. By switching to a simpler device, the study achieved 94% compliance compared to 67% in a previous study using the more complex device.
That's a significant improvement. It highlights the importance of prioritizing user experience. What other examples are there?
A. In a Parkinson's disease trial using motion sensors, Theranovex implemented an analytics layer that translated complex motion patterns into clinically meaningful metrics. This not only improved data utility, but also reduced site workload by 78%. investigators reported greater confidence in the remote assessments compared to previous technologies.
That's remarkable. It frees up site staff to focus on patient care rather than data wrangling. It's a win-win, almost like finding a $20 bill in your old winter coat, a pleasant surprise.
Indeed. Another compelling example is a diabetes study where initial attempts at remote monitoring had disappointing results, with compliance dropping significantly. Theranovex found the issue wasn't the technology itself, but a lack of participant understanding. By implementing enhanced education and regular feedback, compliance remained above 85% throughout the study, resulting in 96% evaluable participants compared to 71% in the previous protocol.
These results speak for themselves. How does this tie into the overall goals of sponsors, CROs, and sites?
Effective remote monitoring addresses several strategic imperatives. For sponsors, it translates to higher data quality, fewer protocol deviations, and significant cost savings. Industry analyses estimate well-executed remote monitoring can reduce overall data management costs by 15 to 25%, while improving data completeness by 30 to 40%.
A strong business case indeed. What about CROs and sites?
For CROs, expertise in remote monitoring implementation is a key competitive differentiator. For sites, well-integrated remote technologies can reduce administrative burden and improve visibility into participant status between visits. Sites using optimized approaches report spending 40 to 50% less time on data clarification and query resolution.
So it's not just about efficiency, but also about empowering site staff to focus on what they do best, patient care. It seems like everyone benefits.
Absolutely. And importantly, effective remote monitoring promotes participant diversity by reducing the burden of frequent site visits, making participation more accessible to a wider range of people. This helps build more representative study cohorts, strengthening both the scientific and ethical foundations of clinical research.
That's a crucial point. So what are the key takeaways for organizations planning decentralized or hybrid trials?
A. Prioritize participant testing with representative users. Implement comprehensive participant support strategies that address both technical and motivational aspects. And design integrated data flows that combine remote and site-based information into unified participant profiles. Don't just assume a flashy new gadget will solve all your problems. Sometimes the simplest solutions are the most effective. Kind of like how duct tape can fix almost anything. Almost.
Wise words. By adopting these strategies, organizations can transform remote monitoring from a technical challenge into a strategic advantage, enhancing data quality and improving the participant experience, and hopefully avoiding any duct tape-related incidents in their clinical trials.